This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio, as we head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, where we find Ty Smith, cornerback for the Tennessee Titans, player out of Townsend, originally drafted by the Seattle Seahawks last year, playing a big role with the Titans, joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Ty, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the time. I appreciate you coming on. And let's talk about last year a little bit for you before we get into some of the things you're doing off the field and the opportunity you were presented with the Titans and how well you played last year. How rewarding was that given the work you had put in to get to that spot with the Titans?
It felt good. It felt great. The whole year I was starting on all four special teams. Then towards the end, like the last four games, we had a couple of starters go down in our secondary, and I happened to be the next guy up. So I ended up starting the last four games and the last two playoff games. Well, the last four games, which included the last two playoff games, too.
So what's this offseason like for you? I know Malcolm Butler has been brought in, new head coach in Tennessee for you guys. What's this been like for you as you head towards 2018?
It's been a great offseason. We know getting used to our new coaching staff and the players that came in. I'm looking forward to it. I like our coaching staff. Coach has been doing great as far as teaching us technique, teaching us the new scheme and schematics and all that. Then as well as like our players like Malcolm Butler, like getting acclimated with the team. You know, Them guys are all cool.
Mike Vrabel, former Patriot, now becoming the head coach. He's a defensive guy, yourself playing defense, playing cornerback. Any benefit to having your head coach come from a defensive standpoint?
Oh, yeah. It's a great benefit because he's always in our meeting rooms. He's always hands-on. Him as well as our defensive back coach, Coach Coombs, they're all hands-on with the DBs, with the linebackers and the D-line, telling us how they want things ran and how we can run it even better, like, every day.
You guys have Logan Ryan, you've got Malcolm Butler, now you've got Mike Vrabel. You're turning into, like, Patriots Midwest, huh?
yeah, something like that. You got Deion Lewis.
That's right, yeah. Deion Lewis signed in as well. Yeah, what you guys have gone through OTAs. I mean, how have things gone so far with getting to know everybody, all the new faces?
Oh, it's going well. It's going well. All the guys, you know, cool each other, and we build chemistry off the field as well. Not only do we go to practice and, you know what I'm saying, get to know each other, but we spend time off the field together too, because, you know, that helps translate to on the field, you know, being able to trust everybody and trust that they know they played and stuff, hanging with the guys outside of football and knowing how they are and how their family is and how they view things and what's their values.
Talking to Ty Smith of Titans here on Pushing the Odds. Let's talk about your simple greatness greatness campaign, and what is it, and where did it come from?
Simple greatness. It came from me originally. When it's just an underdog mentality. What I mean by simple greatness is can't be measured, and what I'm saying by that is, you know, we're in our profession or in any profession. You know, people like to use measurables to measure people, but like what I'm saying with simple greatness is like. You can't measure a person's heart, determination, or, you know, saying dedication to want to be great at whatever they want to do, not just professional sport, but in life in general. You know, people try and get promotions and everything like that.
So you're involved with Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, sir.
What do you do with that, and what other activities are you involved with for the Simple Greatness campaign?
Habitat for Humanity, I've teamed up with them to help build some homes here in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I'm from. Also hosted a bowling event with Simple Greatness and Habitat for Humanity, where proceeds went towards Habitat for Humanity, you know, to continue to help build homes for less fortunate families and stuff as well. And also with the Simple Greatness thing, I had a football camp back at home where we had like 300 plus kids come, and I also had like 10 to 15 NFL players come as well.
Why do you feel it's important to do that? What is the reason why you want to give back?
Because it just comes from the heart, and when you give back, you find so much more about yourself, and you look at when you're looking at the youth, you're looking at who you were growing up. You're looking at, you know what I'm saying, how your mindset was and what you were thinking about when you're at their age. And being at an older age, you're able to give them advice on, you know, things that you went through and how they're able to get through everything.
Is it hard? I ask that question for a reason, because it feels like there's a narrative out there right now, and not to get political, but there's a narrative out there that NFL players aren't involved, the NFL players are selfish and they're only looking out for themselves and they're not thinking about the greater good, or that they're doing things to ruffle the feathers of other people and not being focused on helping their own communities. Is that narrative going around? How do you handle that when that's out there? How do your teammates handle that when people are questioning why you guys are doing things like you're doing for your community?
I mean, we handle it by just continuing to do it. I mean, we live in a world now where the media will rather put out the negative things than the positive, because people, some reason or not, they like to read the negative stories opposed to reading the positive stories about what the players are doing. They want to see that the players are doing bad and all that stuff. But when it comes to a positive story, it don't get as much push or publicity as a negative story title.
Hmm. Do you feel like we don't, in the media, know or talk enough about what you guys do when it comes to positive stuff?
I wouldn't say that. I would just say the people that's consuming it. They'd rather see the negative stories than the positive. They'd rather read about what's going wrong than everything that's going good. Because, like I said, for some reason or not, people like to read what's going wrong opposed to what's going good.
Hmm. Ty, you guys on defense have to watch your quarterback, Marcus Mariota, run around and play quarterback. How tough is he? How impressive is he at practice?
He's looking real impressive. I think he definitely took a step forward from last year and everything, and he's looking real healthy. And I think we're looking forward to a good year.
You guys are in a tough division with the Texans, the Colts, and with the Jacksonville Jaguars making the AFC Championship. But you know, how focused are you guys in winning the division? And do you guys think you have a shot to do it this year?
I believe that we always believe that we have a shot. I mean, we have to believe in ourselves before anything. I believe that we, as a team, we believe that we have a shot. But in order for us to believe that, we have to work towards it. And I feel like we're doing that right now with OTAs and finishing up next week with minicamp, then taking this break and coming back ready to continue what we started in training camp.
Hmm. Ty Smith joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Ty, if folks want to get more information about your Simple Greatness campaign, where can they go to do so?
They can hashtag Simple Greatness, or they can follow me on Instagram at Ty Smith, T-Y-E Smith, on Instagram, and Twitter, T-Y-E Smith, C-B, C as in cat, B as in boy, the C-B stands for cornerback.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Ty Smith, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck this offseason. Looking forward to watching you guys this year with the Titans.
Oh, appreciate you, man.
That is Ty Smith of the Titans joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. That